as we scan the headlines, it feels as if children have become targets. Girls kidnapped in Nigeria, kids murdered by gangs in Central America, and then the victims of war. In South Sudan, children may soon face famine. 200 children have been killed in Gaza, and the war in Syria is referred to as a children's crisis by aid workers. The BBC's Lise Doucette has been reporting there.
Tarek Mazloum is from a local charity trying to help Syrian refugees.
How little are the children? What have you seen here in the field?
Between 4 to 14. Each one takes about $4 each day for working between 4 or 6 hours. Very difficult.
The children have no choice?
No, their only choice is to work.
Jacqueline Baba is a professor of human rights at Harvard University and joins us on a tough phone line from Mumbai, but it's worth a listen. Jacqueline, children have always been endangered, but do you think that there is something else going on here?
I think you're right. I think that more than ever, children are in the firing line. We've known since 1996, when Graca Machel did her famous report on child soldiers, that children were implicated in war in a way that they hadn't been, say, half a century earlier. But I think at the moment, the conflicts that you mentioned, Syria, Gaza, the Nigerian girls, the U.S. border, really highlight the extent to which children are at risk in situations of conflict or situations of emergency. Now, it's difficult to say whether something has really changed because we don't have a pre-baseline which we can compare things to. But I think that there are probably several factors here which might explain why we have this sense of something different. One, children are being specifically targeted in certain contexts. And I think the Syrian civil war is a good example. We've known right from the start of that civil war that children were being killed in unusual numbers in a way to brutalize certain communities and to really send a message of terror.
Well, let's be clear, because by that you mean that the Assad regime, the ruling regime in Syria, has targeted children living in areas held by opponents.
I think that's correct. I think right from the early days in Homs, it seemed that children were specific targets. And of course, as you said in your opening comments, we know now that millions of children, I think over 1.25 million children, are refugees. The other conflicts that you mentioned, I don't think there is real evidence of targeting of children, but as in Gaza, you know, there's nowhere for children to hide anymore because homes are targeted, rooftops are targeted, as she notes. And so the places where children just stay, whether it's at home or playing in outside their house, have become extremely dangerous.
We're wondering if part of this shift, if you will, is because wars are being fought in different ways than they used to be. They're not two armies meeting on a great plain face to face.
For sure. Wars no longer are limited to the battlefield. So civilians are absolutely targeted and there aren't safe spaces as they used to be. And so where you have civilian populations where, say, 50% in some countries more are children, then, of course, by definition, lots of children are going to be targeted and killed.
Well, and what to do about this? Take Gaza, for instance. The UN Human Rights Council is weighing creating a commission to investigate possible Israeli war crimes in the Gaza Strip. They claim that Israel has been targeting UN schools that are being used for refugee camps, places they know are harboring children. But President Netanyahu of Israel says war crimes should be leveled against the Palestinians for using civilians as human shields and building tunnels from private homes. You know, meanwhile, workers in Gaza say children more than ever are suffering casualties there. When both sides point fingers, what's to be done?
I think this is very, very difficult. I mean, I think we are witnessing a situation where the normal rules of war, the rules of civility have completely broken down. I think the UN reported last week that a child was dying every hour in Gaza. So though clearly there are violations on both sides, but I do think that the first port of call now is to ensure that Israeli massive bombardment halts and that there's some sort of real commitment to a ceasefire. I mean, that's obviously the most urgent thing because so many people are being killed in Gaza.
But what about overall? What do you do about this, you know, horrendous gang violence, however you might feel about the children on the border? It's been well documented. that there's tremendous gang violence against very young children in Central America, the kidnapping of girls in Nigeria. How do you dial that back?
These are really big problems, Robin, you know, and there aren't any quick fix solutions. What we need to do in the short term is show humanitarian compassion, and in the medium to long term, we need to really address the infrastructural decay that has led to this, the lack of jobs, the lack of opportunity, the proliferation of gangs, the massive consequences of U.S. drug consumption on Central America. So I think those are some of the issues.
But, you know, when you say things, I'm thinking worldwide, you know, solving some of the economic inequity in other countries you've mentioned as well will be better for children in the long run. I mean, it feels as if solving some of these problems that are leading to the violence will ultimately be better for children, but that feels so impossible.
No, of course you're right. Those are enormous problems. I mean, I think in Nigeria, the girls who were kidnapped, you know, that's one aspect of a situation of destitution and of gender-based violence, which has been endemic for a long time and which I think in a way we're complicit in. You know, we have young Nigerian girls who have been trafficked to Europe, and we've done very little about it.
It's so interesting that you say that you drew the line to child trafficking, because that has been a huge problem, and yet it's gotten very little attention. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that allowing something like that to happen sort of erodes this time-honored a sense that children should be off limits. If you start eroding that, you maybe come to where we are.
I think that's right. I think what we need to do in each situation is think about the structural causes and at the same time think short term about what can alleviate the suffering of children. But in each situation, there has to be short term, medium term, and long term thinking. And I think we haven't done that much. We really haven't thought of child protection as being a central concern of government. It's not been something where we think structurally about the importance of education, the importance of safety, the importance of skill training and jobs.
That's Jacqueline Baba, professor of human rights at Harvard University. She serves on the board of the World Peace Foundation, and she's been helping us look at what feels like just a very dangerous time for children around the world. Jacqueline, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.